have to share. I want to thank the Lord for the men that came out yesterday for men's prayer. Amen. And I'd like to invite all the brothers to join us, not this Saturday coming, because we have our food giveaway. So on the third Saturdays, we don't have men's prayer. But on all the other Saturdays, unless you get a church alert notice, we will have men's prayer on those other Saturdays. Amen? Amen. So I would like to see that group increase. All right. So if you're not working, and if you're available, come join us every Saturday except the third Saturday for men's prayer. We are in our Bible study last Wednesday. We started a series, a teaching series, Living by the Word. Living by the Word. So we invite you to either come to the sanctuary on Wednesdays or connect on our online campus as we adventure and journey through our Wednesday teaching series, Living by the Word. And I believe the Lord has impressed on my heart and mind to start a preaching series on Sundays. And as I was looking and thinking and seeking, basically, the Lord put this thought in my mind, back to basics. Back to basics. And many of you know how the Lord deals with my mind in certain categories, and he's given me an acronym for basics. The Lord has given me an acronym for basics. And it's believing, accepting, surrendering in Christ's service. Believing, accepting, surrendering in Christ's service. So back to basics is what we believe we will be dealing with on some Sundays. And this morning I wanted to deal with the first one, is believing. Lord, you formed me out of clay, and for your glory I was made. So I'm asking that you would use this vessel in this moment as you choose. And Lord, let my life, let it praise you. Asking for clarity of thought, clarity of speech. Give us all ears to hear what your spirit has to say to the church. And Lord, please help us to be doers of your word, not hearers only. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, we are living in some perilous times. And all of us are under attack. There's nobody that is exempt from the attack of the enemy. And I believe what the enemy and just let me identify who he is as a reminder. It's not an individual person, it's Satan himself. And he wants to attack our faith. He wants to make us stop believing or back up from our faith and our confidence in God. And we have to realize that he is a defeated foe, because Jesus Christ defeated him on Calvary, and he the ultimate defeat is when he got up on the third day, according to the scriptures, and when he got up with all power. So the enemy tries to bluff us. He tries to make us think that God is not concerned with us. The enemy will try to make you think that, oh, it's not going to happen for you. It's going to happen for somebody else. It's not going to happen for you. And He will, the enemy will try to make us think that God is not concerned with the minutest details of our life. But I was reading, I think in the, if you are reading in the Word for you today, it one part of it says that everything to God is little because he's so big and he's so great. So let us not think that we can't take, oh, this is too little to take to God. No, your big problems and your little problems are all little for God. So take all our problems to God. But I want to focus in, and I want us this morning to hopefully leave encouraged in our faith and strengthened in our faith, because if we're honest, sometimes it wavers. It wavers sometimes. So walk with me, if you will, to Matthew. Matthew, the 9th chapter. And I'd like to look at the 27th verse to begin with. The 27th verse. And I have, hopefully I got it correct this time. Those of you who were at Bible study, y'all know. I have the Amplified Classic version of this scripture. And this is what it says. As Jesus passed on from there, two blind men followed him, shouting loudly, "Have pity and mercy on us, Son of David." So they were identifying with Jesus as the Son of David. Verse 28, when he reached the house and went in, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." 29, then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith and trust and reliance on the power invested in me, be it done to you." The question that he asked them is, do you believe that I'm able to do this? The question that I'd like to pose to us this morning is, do you believe that God, that Jesus is able to do what you're asking? Do we still believe that Jesus, the same Jesus, can perform the miracle and resolve the situation that we find ourselves facing? And these blind men, they said to him, "Yes, Lord." So their faith reached out to Jesus, and the object of their faith was Jesus himself. And he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, according to your trust, according to your reliance on the power invested in me, be it done to you." So question would arise, where's our trust? Do we still have the same trust in Jesus as we did when we first received salvation? Has that trust increased, or has it decreased? I remember when I first got saved, you all taught me a song, and I think it's number 135 in the hymn book, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." Somebody check that out. Get the hymn book and see if that's 135. I think it is. "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus." And is that it? Amen. So y'all, I remember what y'all taught me. So where is our trust? According to your faith, according to your trust and your reliance on the power that Jesus has, we can receive what we're asking God for. And I know sometimes we're challenged with something that God invented. We're challenged with time, because we ask God for certain things and we expect an answer from God, but sometimes does it seem like it's taking too long than we would like? Some of us have petitions and requests and supplications before God, and we are waiting for the answer that we're expecting. Because sometimes we get an answer, but the answer may not be what we expect. Sometimes the answer is not yet. And Lord, help me to, okay, I won't be stingy. Help us to deal correctly when you say not yet. Is anybody other than me challenged when we get a not yet from God? Does anybody get a little attitude sometimes when we get a not yet from God? Because this has been a while. Months go by. Thank you. I will go on there next. But you all can preach this part. Huh? Years go by. Huh? And sometimes, watch now, and sometimes in the process of time, the situation gets worse. And then I feel I'm justified in copping an attitude with God. Okay, all right. Y'all not going to be that. Because, I mean, and then is there a time where we have the audacity to rehearse to God what we've done for him? God, I'm serving you. God, I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. But then the scripture taps me on the shoulder and says, this is your reasonable service. So don't come to God talking about what you're doing. Who is giving you the power to do these things? It is God that works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So we can't rest on our laurels and tell God what we've been doing like God is not aware. See, we got to be careful with our humanness, because our humanness gets us in trouble. But I like the faith of the blind man, of the blind men. So God, I believe, wants us to get just back to basics. Just believing him. Huh? Just believe God. Just take God at his word. Huh? Just have the Lord help us to have the simple childlike faith to believe you and stand on that belief, no matter what it looks like. I need help in that area. Anybody else need help in that area? And I'm talking about the real, genuine, innocent, unashamed, childlike faith illustration, when we were kids and it might be summertime or springtime and there was a promise given to us by our parent, and the parent says, when Christmas comes, I'm going to get you that. Whether it was a G.I. Joe, a Tonka truck, or whatever it was, AMX race car set. Y'all are like, what is he talking about? But anyway, when we would see the commercial, and we were watching television with maybe our siblings or with our friends, we would see the commercial of what was promised. We would see it come on TV. You know what we would declare as children? I'm getting that. Why would we declare it? Because we believed what our parents said. Huh? So although Christmas was nowhere near the calendar, right? When we saw it come on the television, because of the word of our parents whom we had confidence in, we told everybody that was in the room watching TV with us with a commercial, we said, ooh, I'm getting that. When we look into God's word, right? And see what God is saying. I believe God wants us to have that same type of childhood anticipation and say, ooh, ooh, I'm getting that. Whatever God has promised, ooh, ooh, we getting that. Because all the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. So, Lord, help us to believe you. Help us to stand on your word. Verse 30, and their eyes were open. And Jesus earnestly and sternly charged them, see that you let no one know about this. But you know what happened. I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I just couldn't keep it to myself what the Lord has done for me. But they went out, verse 31 said, they went off and blazed and spread his fame abroad throughout the whole district. They had to run to tell somebody what Jesus has done. When the last time you ran and told somebody what Jesus has done for you? Walk with me now to Mark. Walk with me to Mark, the 9th chapter. We're talking about back to basics, and we're dealing with believing. Believing. There was an incident where a man, a father had a son, and he wanted some relief for his son. Now this is critical, because parents, you want the best for your children. You want relief for your children. And he came to Jesus. So here we are in Mark, the 9th chapter, verse number 23. Amplified Classic, this is what it says. And Jesus said, you say to me, if you can do anything. So there's a question here in this father's mind. There's a question here. And Jesus said, you say to me, if you can do anything, can you do anything for my boy? Then Jesus says, why? All things can be, are possible to him that believes. Right? Verse 24. At once, the father of the boy gave an eager, piercing, inarticulate cry with tears. And he said, Lord, I believe. Constantly help my weakness of faith. I think in one version it says, help my unbelief. So sometimes we wrestle. We wrestle sometimes, because when we come to Jesus, when we especially since we have the scriptures, when we look at his word and we look at what he's done, right? Lord, I believe. Or if you allow me, Lord, I want to believe. Huh? But this man said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Help my weakness of faith. And sometimes we see, I like how the scriptures point out the human condition of human beings. He said, yeah, I believe, but help my unbelief. Help my weakness of faith. And sometimes we just have to admit we have weaknesses in our faith. We again, you know, God, you did it for so-and-so. And they're rejoicing. And I really want to rejoice with them. You know, because I know the scripture says, rejoice with them that rejoice. But in my rejoicing, oh Lord, help me, and in my clapping for them, there's something that's gnawing at me. When is it going to be? Thank you. Oh Lord. Sooner or later, somebody wrote, it's going to turn in my favor. Yeah, it sounds good. And we can sway to it, but when will this reality come? Help my unbelief. Anybody need God to help them in their seasons of unbelief? We all have them. Did you hear me say we? Because that includes me. That's why I put the we in there. All right. Walk with me to Luke. Luke. I'm just trying to get us to see the importance. And we know this. It's just we need to be reminded. We need to be reminded. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we're just going back to basics. That's all. Back. Just believe God. Believe. Luke 11 chapter, beginning at verse number 9, look at what Jesus is saying. So I say to you, ask. I like the Amplified Classic. And keep on asking. And it shall be given you. Y'all see that? Huh? He didn't say hit it and quit it. Ask one time and let it go. Ask and keep on asking. So how long should I ask? Thank you. Until it's given. He said, so I say to you, this is Jesus. So I say to you, ask and keep on asking, and it shall be given you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you shall find. Keep asking. Keep seeking. I'm looking for God to do it. I don't know when he's going to do it, but I know he's going to do it because he's that kind of God. That's the type of faith that we have to have. That's the type of belief that we have to have. He says, knock and keep on knocking, and the door shall be open to you. Don't try to kick a door down, just knock. Because sometimes we try to kick stuff down, and when we put our foot in it, it gets jacked up. God said, knock at the door. So don't you go with your SWAT team and the battering ram and say, come on, we're going to do this. No, no. Just God hears that. He hears that. But he wants to see your faith. Watch what he said in verse 10. For some people. Now, is that what it says? For everyone who asks and keeps on asking receives. You see the guarantee in God's word? And he who seeks and keeps on seeking finds. And to him who knocks and keeps on knocking, ain't nobody gonna answer. The door shall be open. So let's get back to basics. Just believe God. I believe him. You believe in that? Yes. Walk with me to John chapter 11. We're moving pretty good. John chapter number 11. Beginning at verse number 25. Here Jesus is having a conversation with the sister of Lazarus, Jesus' friend. Here it is in verse 25. Jesus said to her, I am myself, the resurrection and the life. Whoever, look at that, believes in, and I like how it's unpacked it, adheres to, trusts in, and relies on me, although he may die, yet he shall live. You see that? Now that's comfort and consolation for those of us who are saved. Isn't that wonderful? Look at verse 26. Watch this. And whoever continues to live and believes in, has faith in, cleaves to, and relies on me, watch this, shall never actually die at all. Look at that. And then Jesus asked his sister, do you believe this? Oh, glory, hallelujah. That's a shout moment right there. Huh? So no matter what pain or sickness or affliction may come upon these bodies, huh? We don't have to worry if we believe this. Let's get back to basics. Though the outward man perish, the inward man is being renewed day by day. So where's my confidence in the word of God? We're not staying here. But we got a city that have foundations, whose builder and maker is God. So, whatever the diagnosis, Lord, help me here. Whatever the diagnosis, whatever the medical condition is, thank you. Because it is not the end for those of us who are saved. For those of us who were blood washed, for those of us who were baptized in his name and filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, we have the power in this earthen vessel, in this mortal flesh that won't make it to heaven. But we have the treasure of treasures. We have the Spirit of the living, eternal God on the inside. So whatever takes us out humanly can't keep us down for eternity. Because the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, here's the big word, if it dwells in us, the Scripture has already declared it shall also quicken. That means make alive this mortal body. And guess what? When that quickening moment, we're going to drop this flesh and we're going to get a resurrected body just like Jesus. Do you believe this? And since we believe this, we can do what Paul said in Philippians chapter number 4, beginning at verse number 6. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. Oh, glory. But in every circumstance, in everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. God wants us to let him know what we want, but he don't want us anxious. He said, don't be anxious, don't be fretting about anything. Watch, I like verse 7, it says, and God's peace shall be yours. That tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Jesus Christ. So come with me. I got God's peace. Whatever happens, I got God's peace. We have God's peace. And so fearing nothing from God and being confident, and being content with this earthly lot of whatever sort this is, that peace. See, when you get this peace, you don't care. It does not matter your economic, social, physical, or mental status. This is the peace that passes all understanding. That peace, the scripture continues, which transcends, it goes far beyond all understanding. Look what God says. Oh, I love God. God can command peace. God can command peace to be like some troops, y'all. I was in the army, so I know about troops. I like what this says. This is a military term, which transcends all understanding, shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Because we have this faith, when we have this faith and believe God's word, God will dispatch peace to us, and he is the Prince of Peace. And this peace that we have, no matter what's going on in our life, no matter what's going on in our minds, God said, this peace shall garrison and mount a guard. I remember being on guard duty, and I remember, I remember those general orders, and the first general order was, I will guard everything within the limits of my post and quit my post only when properly relieved. While I was there on guard duty, whatever they told me to guard, I had to keep a watch over it. I had to make sure that nobody encroached in the area. Yes, I had a weapon, and when somebody came, even when my relief came, there were certain things that you have to do when you're on guard duty. Even if you see your relief coming, you got to say, "Halt! Who goes there?" And he might say, "The commander of the relief." Now, listen, if human beings knows how to conduct guard duty in every branch of the service, what about the Almighty God? He has said, "I'm going to send peace to garrison over your mind and over your heart. I'm going to send peace to guard you." So even, oh glory, even while you're sleeping, even if you're in a hospital bed, even while you're taking medication, God has peace on guard duty over your heart and over your mind. Oh, and this peace passeth all understanding. So if you get a sharp pain, the sharp pain cannot conquer the peace that God has given. And sometimes we ought to thank God that we could even feel the pain. But still, in spite of the pain, I'm trusting in God's word that he has given me the peace, the peace that will guard my heart, the peace that will guard my mind. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him, because I know this is not the end. God never sleeps. Listen, there was a penalty in the time of war. If you're sleeping on guard duty, you get shot. Oh, glory. But I'm thankful that God never sleeps and he never slumbers. And he is watching over our very souls. So since God is watching over our souls, listen, we ain't got to fret for nothing. Listen, we ain't got to be anxious about anything. No anxiety, no fretting, no worrying. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. So I'm standing on the promise of God. So my brother and my sister, we got to get back to basics and just believe God. Listen, we don't understand everything about God, but one thing that we do know, that God is not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. Every word of God is true, and he is a shield, he is a buckler, he is a protector of those who put their trust in him. So keep trusting God, keep believing God, and watch what God will do. He's going to bring every promise that God has promised you. He's going to bring it to pass. God's going to do whatever he said he's going to do. So don't you dare give up. Go back to basics and keep on believing in God. The Bible said, without faith, it is impossible to please or to be satisfactory to God, for whoever would come near to God, oh glory, you can't even get close to God if you ain't got faith. He said you must necessarily believe that God exists and that he is the rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seeks him out. So what you gonna do? I'm gonna keep knocking, I'm gonna keep asking, and I'm gonna keep seeking. I'm gonna wait on the Lord, and I'm gonna be of good courage, because he has already told me, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. So while I'm waiting on God, while I'm waiting on God to bring it to pass, I ain't gonna wait complaining,
But I'm going to wait in confidence. And since my confidence is in God, I'm just going to praise him while I wait. What are you praising God for? What are you lifting up your hands for? I know what's going on in your life. I know you had a setback. I know you had a heartbreak. I know you're going through loss. But still, I'm going to praise God. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation, because I believe his word. I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm going to believe God until it happens. I want to have the same faith that Joseph had in bondage. He said, I believe he was preaching to somebody. He said, listen, I believe God's promise. He's going to deliver us out of this Egyptian bondage. So if I die before that happens, he didn't say if, he said when God delivers us. Look at that confidence. He said, dig up my bones and take me with y'all, because we getting up out of here. Can I declare to you, my brother and my sister, soon and very soon, we getting up out of here. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the shout, and the dead in Christ, they're going to get up first. And those of us who are alive and remain, we shall, not we might, not we may, not we hope so, but the word said, we shall be caught up together with him in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So when the devil comes and tries to tell you it's been too long, you tell that rascal, get thee behind me, Satan. I believe in God's word. If I gotta go by the grave, I'm still getting up out of here. If I'm alive when the rapture happens, I'm still getting up out of here. So when the devil tries to punk you, when the devil tries to bogart you, look that rascal in his eye and say, you are a defeated foe. Get behind me. God has promised that he's coming back. He's coming for us. So hold on. Through your sickness, through your appointments, y'all hold on. Cast not away your confidence. You have great recompense of reward, because God said you're going to receive the promise after you have done the will of God. Keep on witnessing. Keep on sharing Jesus. Keep on worshiping, because one day we get up out of here. Keep doing what God has called us to do, because soon him. Hold on to his word. Trust God. Hang on to his word. Believe his word. Believe him. Rely on him. Cling to him. Hope in him. devil try to put you in a straitjacket where you can't come in here and praise God. You better praise God in the midst of your circumstance. When the devil try to lock you up, I will not sit on my praise. God has been too good. God has been too kind. God has been too merciful for me to sit here and act like I got an attitude with God. God, I will bless you. God, I will praise you. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. Us in spite of us. You ought to give God praise for that, because that's real. If anybody asks you, if your friends ask you, if your enemies ask you, if your frenemies ask you, where's home assembly going this year? You tell them, we're going back to basics. We're going back to basics. We're going to believe God. We are still believing God for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost in this house. We're still believing God for souls to go down in the water in Jesus' name. We're still believing God for our sons and our daughters to come running back to the house of God. We're still believing God for healing. Back to basics. Not complicated. Where y'all going this year? Back to basics. That's where we're going. We're going back to basics. We're going to take God at his word. And again, the acronym that I believe the Lord gave me for basics is believing, accepting, surrendering in Christ's service. That's basics. You know, when I was in the military again, you got basic training and then you got advanced training. But you can't get to advanced training until you successfully complete basic training. And then there were sometimes when individual soldiers or trainees, because you ain't a soldier until you graduate, so that some of the trainees had to be recycled because you missed something in basic. So they would say, no, we can't let you go. We're going to recycle you. That means we're going to retrain you. Somebody might need some retraining, some recycling. But if we live in the Lord will, when we preach again, we'll still be on back to basics. Amen. Anybody want to be saved? Anybody want to repent of their sins? Get baptized in water. We got water in the pool. We will baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now that's as basic as you can get.
Hallelujah.
And God will fill you with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And when you receive the Holy Ghost, you will speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives you the utterance. That's being born of water and of the Spirit. And then that starts your new birth experience. So keep witnessing. Let us keep sharing our faith. Because that's what the early church did.
they shared their faith, even when God allowed them to be met by trouble and God had to scatter them. But as they went preaching the gospel. They went sharing the gospel. So as we go through our day-to-day activities, as we go throughout our different interpersonal interactions, share God's love. Share God's peace. Share God's plan for salvation. Amen. Ask God to put somebody on your path that you can share the good news of the gospel with. Are you here this morning? Are you here? You want biblical salvation. Not a shaking of some preacher's hand. Nah, we ain't going there.
Hallelujah.
That ain't gonna cut it. Biblical salvation. Repent, believe the gospel.